If you'd like to support this ministry, you'll find information at the end of this podcast. Okay, now I'm going to talk about something that is about distraction. And, you know, lately I've heard stuff about the flat earth and all the flat earth theory, and even Christians are getting caught up with the flat earth stuff. I spent 3 hours searching it out, and it's stupid. And I said to the Lord, why is people always, through the beginning, from the beginning of time, being caught up with these distractions? And, you know, there's nothing wrong with truth. Truth's wonderful. But people who take their eyes off of God, off the prize of Jesus Christ, always get caught up with something else, and there are always something else coming up, something else coming up, something else. You know, this Mandela effect, that had me amazed. I could see that there's something down with this, there's something going on with this Mandela thing. And so I asked the Lord, well, what's this? You know, what, has someone got it changing and bending time? What is it? You know, and it's just another last day's deception. And everything that doesn't come from God, everything that doesn't come from the truth, everything doesn't come from the vein of the truth, which is Jesus Christ, to be lifted up and for him to be glorified, and all life and all power and all truth and all wisdom and understanding comes from Jesus Christ and from him through the Spirit. Everything else is a distraction. You know, we've got spaceships and we've got aliens, we've got Area 51, we've got, you know, all of these things. You know, spaceships, aliens, they are true. I believe in them. Crop circles, they're true. Only an idiot would say that these crop circles are an imagination or somebody's doing it in the middle of the night. That is an impossibility. They've proven it. So they're coming from the other realm. They're coming from, it's not God. I'm going to tell you something about crop circles. I asked God about crop circles. I said, well, what about this? He said, Hebrews, in sundry times and diverse places, God spoke to men through his prophets, but in his last days, has he spoken to men through crop circles? No, he spoke to them through Jesus Christ. God speaks to men through Jesus Christ. You know, aliens, they're demons. People getting, being abducted. It seems to be interesting. It's to always to do with reproductive systems. We talked about the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. There's an agenda of the enemy trying to disrupt or to distort the seed of the woman, the seed of man. And you'll find that that is the major agenda, is the distortion of man's genetic structure, right? If it, it was religion, it was ideology, but now in these last days, now they're going for it and using our technology to disrupt and destroy, break down, twist, distort man's genetic traits so that he signs himself out from being able to be part of the sons of God. Even the most distorted genetic structure of a human being getting baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, they can pray and seek God and the quickening of the Spirit, and it's the blood. It's all about the blood. The blood will transform that DNA. He will bring that DNA into a place where it is functional in the kingdom of God. In the Old Testament, they said that a proselyte Jew who came into the children of Israel was not allowed, if they married into the Levite nation, they were not allowed to minister in the temple up until the 11th generation. Why is that? For the Jewish blood to flow through 11 generations through that proselyte person, right? No matter how nice their genetic traits were, whatever, or how distorted that Jewish blood flooding through them for 11 generations will bring them up to a place where they're acceptable to operate in the temple. So as we pray, no matter how good we are, how bad we are, how distorted we are, whatever, we can pray and have the blood of Jesus Christ wash over us, transforming us, because the life is in the blood. But I'm diversing at the moment. But I want to talk about distractions. Now, we have to be careful that we keep our eyes on the Lord and that we are always continually checked in by the Holy Spirit. Every time a new thought comes up, Mandela effect, flat earth, you know, did Jesus die on the cross? Then there's the Gnostics back in the first century who said Jesus was only a spirit and he didn't actually die on the cross. And that was, you know, just a whole heap of rubbish. But, you know, they wrote their own gospels and their own books, and even John spoke about the Gnostics. I'll tell you what, it's been on since day one about distractions, lies, distorted ideas. Even Jesus said to the disciples, who do they say that I am? I mean, what's the conspiracy theories? And some said, well, some people think you're Elijah. Some people think you're this, that, you know. It's conspiracy theories as opposed to the real gospel truth. The transformation of a person's soul through the Holy Spirit, being born again from above and being a new creation, being baptized and going through the waters of baptism and becoming a new creation, and being led by the Spirit of Christ, not the spirit of the Antichrist or the spirit of the enemy. And even the disciples said there are many Antichrists, even now when they wrote the Bible. When all the scriptures were correlated and being written, the Antichrist was at work then. Okay, so there is going to be an Antichrist. He's going to try and present an alternative kingdom of God. And we've been working on this for 2,000 years, been watching this, and it's coming to pass now. The earth is rejecting the kingdom of God. And, I mean, I've got a lot of theories about this, but I'm not going to punch them through and say they're gospel. I'm going to say, I just wait on them. Wait for all of them to partly come to pass, and all of these things, they're the things that I keep in my heart. Mary, when she was told about Jesus, the Bible says she kept these thoughts in her heart. And over again, these things happen, and it says, and she kept these thoughts in her heart. She pondered over them. What have I got here? This angel that told me this stuff, what does that actually all mean? And this young child of God, he's perfect. He's just a lovely kid, and he's got wisdom. And we lost him in the temple when we took him to Jerusalem one year when he was about 12, and he started, you know, teaching in the temple things that little children shouldn't have. What have I got here? So, you know, God didn't want to reveal his hand until Jesus got to the cross, and when he rose on the third day, he just laid his hand on the table and said, I'm sorry, but I've got the whole pot, everything. And the enemy was wrecked because Jesus had won the day. He got the keys of hell and death. The enemy's very sad about that. He lost the big game. But, you know, Jesus is coming back. We know all about that. But until that time, the enemy tries to distract us with other things. And some of them are usually half-truths. That's where they get their power from. Because they seem feasible, but there's a whole lot of junk stuff wrapped around it. We're not to get caught up in distractions. Look, if the Lord comes back and says, Tom, the earth was flat, and the Mandela effect was real, and there was really aliens, what am I going to do? I'm going to say, okay, I was wrong. But you know what? It's not going to matter a hill of beans. Whether the Mandela effect is true, whether, you know, Area 51 is true and aliens crashed and Roswell and all this stuff, it doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is Jesus Christ and fulfilling my mission, fulfilling what I've been called to do in Him, and to not be distracted by all these other stuff, right? Not to be distracted by all of these tales and stories. Even Jesus said, many will come in my name and they'll say he's here, he's there. Don't listen to them, because this is how it's going to happen. As the lightning flashes from from one side of the earth to the other, that's what's going to happen. Everybody's going to see it. It's not going to be an isolated thing. It's not going to be a hid away thing. And the Jehovah Witnesses believe that Jesus came back in New York and in 1914, I think it was, and then again in a later time, because whatever. I don't want to go down that road. But you know, everybody's trying to distract us from the real issues. And the real issues are that we're to get right with God, full of God, so that we can use and be used and walk in the power of God, so that we can harvest the souls of men, so that we can demonstrate the kingdom of God, the good news, right? That people no longer don't need to be distracted, but they can walk in truth by the Holy Spirit, because He's the Spirit of truth. And He doesn't bring you half-baked lies and distractions. And people who keep getting caught up in these distractions, I know that I've met them. They go from one distraction to the next, to the next, to the next. And you know, they openly say, oh, that was stupid what I thought, but I believe in this. And then they go, oh, that was stupid, but I believe in this. And you can't get them off this road. You know, they're just continually being tossed in, you know, by every wind of doctrine, you know, by the sleight of men, by, you know, doctrines of devils. And they just seem to be cannon fodder for that. Why? Well, I asked the Lord about that as well. And He said to me, you know, some, when Gideon was around, some lapped with their hand and some stuck their face in the water and were not looking around. They were not aware of their surroundings. They were careful. Okay, the guys who stuck their head in the water, they didn't care whatever happens around them. They weren't smart enough to discern things around them, keep their eyes open, right? They were just focused on that particular thing. Drink the water. It doesn't matter if the enemy line sneaks up, you know. So God chose the ones that lapped with their hand, because these people had presence of mind. They were not going to be fooled. There were people, when Paul was in the synagogue, he started preaching Jesus, and they said, they were Bereans. They said, we're going to go home and we're going to study the scriptures to see if what you say is true. These guys were smart. You know, people who just believe anything, and not even considering, even Jews who actually heard the story about Jesus and said, oh, this must be true. And now any other Jew said, well, did you think about it? No, it just must be true. Look, count every man a liar, but God's word true. Okay? You search the scriptures. When I got baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, I still searched the scriptures to make sure everything was right. I still searched the scriptures to make sure what I was walking in was correct. I still went to the Lord and said, what's the mindset? How am I to have, what mindset am I supposed to have? He said, be vigilant, be sober. Have your eyes on Jesus. Have discernment. There's going to be lots and lots of distractions come upon the earth. And the Bible talks about great deceptions coming upon man, and deceiving even if possibly the very elect. That's pretty scary. I mean, you need to be sharp to last these last days. If you're going to be blunt, then you may possibly have to have other brothers who are sharp pray for you. So the idea is not to be caught up in all this stuff. There's nothing wrong with searching it out. But search it out with gravity and truth. Search it out with an open mind and careful, and asking the Holy Spirit. You know, there's some things I go to the Lord and say, I'm scratching my head on this, Lord. I don't know. Is this right or wrong or what? And I have to wait on God to give me the understanding and the answer. You know, I mean, we've got so much theories and ideas. You know, there's some people like Alex Jones, is a guy in America. I mean, he just lives on conspiracy theories, and he just blows them up to the nth degree. And people feed on this because it's part of their fallen nature, is to feed on lies and deceptions, because their father was the devil, and he was a liar from the beginning. And even Jesus spoke about it. You're all sons of the devil because your father was a liar from the beginning. They love lies. Jesus said, anybody who comes in his own name, you'll receive him, but you won't receive me, because they love deception and lies. They don't wake up in the morning and say, I love deceptions and lies. It's because they're wired that way. They're wired to receive deceptions and lies, and they are tossed to and fro by all winds of doctrine, everything, every new thing, they go running after it. But you know, there's a remedy for that. And that remedy is to get baptized, become a new creation, get filled with the Holy Spirit, and walk in the Spirit of truth. The Spirit will bring all things to remembrance. And if you be any thus minded, if you be led astray in any way, the Bible says, God will reveal it even unto you. You have to have your eyes open. So that's the way you walk. So I can do a talk on every single theory, Flat Earth, Mandela, you know, JFK, the Illuminati. Look, I'll tell you something about the Illuminati. Ask the Lord about the Illuminati. And he said to me, man can't even organize themselves. Man can't organize themselves into one group. Because they're fighting amongst themselves. Because they're of this world is fallen. It's of the darkness. And Jesus said, "A house divided amongst itself will fall." This, the enemy is a mess. He can't get men to focus. Matter of fact, demons don't even care about man. You know, man thinks that they're going to bring forth a utopia by killing everybody on earth and just leaving 500,000 people to fill the earth. Well, that's the ideas of some men, right? And that's not the ideas of other some men, and not the other ideas of other some men. And for them to all get on the same page, it's just impossible. Some people like football. Some people like soccer. Some people like baseball. Some people like basketball, you know. You know, man just likes to do his own thing. And for the enemy to get everybody on the one page is like stupid and ludicrous to even think about it. Now, the Illuminati is true. You know, the Masonic stuff is true. You know, and devil worship and all of these Satanists, they make me laugh, these Satanists. They're like little tinker toy devils. You know, demons look at them and think, it's like... they're not even real. You know, real witches don't run around telling people who they are, right? Real people who follow Satan don't run around you know, advertising the fact, because it's all about deception and hiding in the dark shadows. It's not about being in the light. These guys who are like, you know, the Satan covenants and all these Satan groups and everything, they're just playing silly games, and they're being used by the enemy, and they're not gathering in union with the enemy. The enemy's using them like cannon fodder, doesn't care at all about them, and is ruining their life. And they think that Satan loves them. How stupid are they? How deceived are they? Satan doesn't love anybody but himself. And he doesn't even have enough sense to even love himself, because he would not have done what he'd done. And so, that's the way it is. Man can't organize a bun fight, let alone a one world order. They'll be fighting amongst themselves, nation rising up against nation, kingdom against kingdom, Illuminati group against Illuminati group. So the only thing they work through is lies and deception. It's not for the betterment of mankind. The enemy wants to get rid of every Jew and every Christian off the face of the earth. He wants to get rid of every single bloodline that has Jew inside it. If he can do that, I think he'd have to kill a lot of people, because the Lord has dispersed the 10 tribes into all of Europe and all over Europe, America and Australia and England and Canada. Satan have to kill a lot of people, because a lot of people have got the seed of life inside them, have got that seed of Abraham inside them. And there's the seed of the heavens and the seed of the earth. There's the sand, as God said to Abraham, even your seed will be as the sands of the earth. And then he said, your seed will be as the stars of heaven. You know, we could maybe liken that unto the sands of the earth being all of the individuals that have the seed of Abraham in them. And then you've got the ones who are born again from above, who have the seed of Jesus Christ in them, the seed of the heavens, the seed that is of the stars. And the stars and the sands of the earth are going to come together and become one new man. So I don't want to go down that road about the one new man, but that's a teaching I'm going to teach. But But this distraction thing, everybody in their life, I even was distracted on certain things for a little while, and I looked at them, and I and even my wife said to me, "What are you following that for?" And I went, "You're right. You know, there's so many distractions. I don't mind looking at things." But there was one where, you know, unless you use the name of Yeshua, you're not operating properly. Jesus and Yusus and any other name is just rubbish, they're saying. But that's not true. I went to the Lord and asked him about that. He said people want to get specific on specifics, and they strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. They strain at the most smallest things, and yet they'll go and do openly the wrong things, openly. It's always the same old, same old. Everybody, if they don't have your eyes on Jesus Christ, you're not being led by His Spirit. If the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus isn't making you free from the law of sin and death, you're going to be caught up with distraction against distraction against distraction. And you may be taken out. You may get to a point where you're unable to be called back to the center part of God. We all know that God's scriptures are going to come to pass. We don't understand how they're going to work, but we understand they're all going to come to pass. Not one scripture is not going to be fulfilled. But in God's time and in God's way, and if we try and fit all this different stuff into it, we're just going to be messed up. What we don't understand, just wait on God for the next bit. That's the way prophecy works. So we are going to have a one world government, and it's going to fill the earth. It's going to be the beast system. But even then, it's going to, it's not going to stand. Because, you know, there's going to be nations are going to resist it. There's going to be people are going to resist it. People who are on fire. So, you know, I've learned that man can't control the earth with one central thing. The enemy, what the Bible says in Revelations, that Satan will fill this probably individual, and he will be smart with great smooth sayings. He will romance the earth. He will con the earth into a new system. But that's going to be that one, that government is going to be smashed by Jesus Christ when he comes. You know, even then things won't always be completely unified. It'll always be a mess. Now, the world's always trying to get a one world government with a bunch of people who can't even agree on one thing. It's so ludicrous. But Jesus Christ is going to bring a government in that's going to last forever, and it's going to be unified by the kingdom of God, and he's going to rule with a rod of iron, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and he shall be the desire of all the nations, and it's going to be wonderful. So until then, you keep your eyes on Jesus and don't get caught up with these stupid pet theories that all they do is cause trouble. Here's another really good one. You know, here's some two scriptures. The Bible says Judas hung himself. Another scripture that says go do the same. If you want to knit them together, go knock yourself out. You have to be careful. You have to be very, very jealous about what you have inside you and guard it with all your life. You know, it's everybody wants to believe something that's different to the other person. Somebody wants more knowledge than the other person. And that's one of the roots is pride. The Bible says, "And for this case, God shall send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Or unrighteousness is wrong ways of doing things. All you need to do is to follow the Holy Spirit into all truth, and you won't be unrighteous, and you won't believe a lie, you'll believe the truth. The world is full of lies and deceptions and ideas, and only foolish people go from this one to the next one to the next one. It shows they're unstable people. It shows that they're unstable in their thinking and their deliberation on things. because for the flat earthers, there's more evidence proved that that's rubbish than there is that it is true. And yet the flat earthers will, they'll hang their hat on obscure scriptures that you can't even line up together properly, and yet they'll stand on that, that they may believe a lie. The only way that you can get out of that is that if you actually go and follow the Spirit, for the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death, from lies and deceptions. Everybody wants to follow something that's new, something that's exciting, something that shows that they're the smartest person on the earth. And it has its roots in pride, that you actually know something that nobody else knows, or you've found the secret that nobody knows. That has its roots in pride. Don't get caught up in any one of these deceptions. The only truth is that you should be baptized, be filled with the Holy Spirit, pray in tongues, building yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourselves in the love of God, and the Spirit of truth will keep you from all lies. And he will warfare against all of the pride in your life and make you humble enough to receive the engrafted word of God. That's the truth. Now, that's the best one you can go and follow. But what we could do is we could start a new theory up, and we could fill the we could fill the internet with this junky lie. You know, the earth is not flat and it's not round. I'll tell you what it looks like. It looks like a footstool, because the earth is God's footstool and his feet are sitting on the earth. That's what it is. It's a footstool. We'll leave it there. So if you'd like to help Donna and I out at Clear Vision Revival, just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.